Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Patriot Ready. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to do the best I can. I'm going to flop back and forth from YouTube, and we're going to go through some of these channels. And like I said, this is not to berate. I'm not berating anybody, and I'm not here to cause waves. All I'm here is to just try to disseminate how a viewer would interpret the information that is given, okay? So that's what we're going to do here today on this episode on Patriot Ready. Stay tuned. I just got to pause this so I can flip over to YouTube, so hold tight.
As usual, we've got the world going to hell.
This is pinball preparedness.
Stuff's getting crazy all over the place. For those of you guys that live in the D.C. area, I hope that you guys have got all your preps in, because apparently on Saturday, in order to leave your house in Washington, D.C., you will need to have the proof of vaccination,
fair use,
photo ID if you're over 18, and a mask. That's it, okay? Otherwise, you're not allowed to leave your house, right? And take a look at this. This is straight from Muriel Bowser.
Okay, starting Saturday, needed three things before heading
out. Saturday like that. That was
your ID, your COVID, your COVID test.
This morning.
And a badge to get into Washington, D.C.
I mentioned this one last night on the live stream. If you live up in Quebec, okay, apparently, according to the Toronto Sun, that Francois Legault has said that they are about ready to implement heavy fines for those that have not got vaccinated. Okay, so Canada, I don't know what's going
on. Now, coming to a town near you, so I still don't understand what he's been what he's telling me. COVID's coming to a town near me, or what? Lockdowns, or is it martial law that he's talking about? Like, what is he actually talking about here? So we're gonna fast forward just a tad. So that was the 1:48 mark. He only does about 10 minute things.
A little bit even deeper into this. And again, I say to you guys all the time, watch what happens in other countries and get ready for it to come here. We have seen over the past week all the protests going on in Kazakhstan. Now,
yeah,
what was put out by the media and only
he had a shoot to kill order on his president. I think I made a podcast prices about that.
I have not seen anything else other than speculation that people have said in Kazakhstan. The people were rioting because you weren't allowed to take your money out of the bank unless you've been vaccinated. I've seen all those stories. I cannot verify them. Doesn't mean they're not true. Okay, it just means that that hasn't been disseminated from any sort of
I swear he's watching my
reliable source, I guess, if you will, that was the fact. Whether people said it or not, I don't know where these tweets, these Instagrams, these YouTube videos got their information, or whether it's Hell Turner made up crap. Who knows? Okay. But now that that's winding to a close, what do we have happen today? I want you to watch this. I'm going to talk over the audio of this video, because literally all it is
people screaming,
people yelling and screaming, yeah. And you know,
because what he's showing is a video of what's going on in Kazakhstan.
Can't understand it,
and people.
But if you watch this, what this is these are demonstrators trying to breach national parliament. Thousands of people out there.
That city is called Almaty. That's the largest city in largest city in Ukraine is called Almaty.
Restrictions, I'm sorry, including the
Green Kazakhstan. Pass. Sorry, excuse me. Okay.
You know, the protesters are out there running around with flags, with banners. There was even somebody out there with a Confederate flag, which I thought was kind of interesting. I don't know if it's in this video. I just saw a still shot of it.
Okay, so before he goes any further, I don't know what's going on. So let me just, because I know it gets kind of boring. I'm not going to drag you guys through all this. The thing is, he's showing us a picture of Kazakhstan. We know about the protests that are coming. We see the protests all the time. We know unrest is here, people. You know, folks, that's not what, you know, so what I feel like this is like a drum. This is like a slow drum beat of like, you know, get ready, prepare for what? And it's like they rekindle and then they just regurgitate a new way to sensualize what they said, you know, 3 months ago. Because you can only talk about being prepared for something for so long. Because it's like George Bush. They, you know, if you don't make a boogeyman, you can't. If you don't create a boogeyman, you ain't gonna have no content to talk about. So you have to create this boogeyman. So whether you compound fear on top of fear and promote it and say, hey, you know, a bunch of people are rioting in Ukraine, and then now in Washington D.C. The mayor put in an implementation where you have to have your ID and your COVID vaccination to get into Washington, D.C. Hey, newsflash, those are Democratic cities, and those are what those people voted for. They voted for that. You know, it's not like yesterday they just, you know, got hit with these fines and then everybody's not compliant. Listen, if I go into inner city Boston and drive and get on the Orange Line, take a ride from Forest Hills to Oak Grove and don't wear a mask, do you know how many dirty looks I'll get? There'll be people, you feel like you're going to get mobbed just because like you're like this pathogen that's killing everybody. But yet, what the one thing that everybody doesn't remember is that, you know, I can't stress this enough, ink never dries on money. So, like, all the money that you touch and the change that was sent in a piggy bank from a kid when he was sitting on his ass and picking his nose and jerking off or doing whatever, okay? Or the guy that drools on himself because he has an issue or, you know, whatever it is, right? But you still change, you still do your money. And you could say, oh, well, Wayne, I use my EBT card or I use my phone that you know, uses the QR code. Yeah, well, you know what there, smarty? Your phone's more germier than the bottom of a woman's purse, okay? So riddle me that there, riddler. You know what I mean? Nobody's using common sense, and I think that's what I'm here to use, is like for us to just get on this common sense community bandwagon and say, okay, look, like, you know, 8 months ago, everything was fine when the Delta variant was going around. People weren't wearing masks. Now, all of a sudden, Voltron strand came out. And now everybody's masked up and they're ready to put implementations down of like martial law. So now you go and you stay, take a step back and take a step further and you say, okay, so were all the conspiracy theorists people right or were they wrong? And every day that it goes by, it seems to prove that they were right because of what is happening before you now. And you can say, well, no, Wayne, that's something else. No, it's not, because you know what? You're giving it because you're one of those people that didn't believe in martial law or the government would do that. And all you've realized now is that you're a Democrat. You've been supporting this. And then the epiphany happens and you still don't want to believe that you're like, oh, my God, I am now in a martial law and I voted for this to where nobody can come or go in without their ID. And, you know, it'll probably be cool for the person that says, hey, yeah, I feel safe with that. Yeah, until you forget your ID and you're late to work and then it's going to piss you off. And then you're going to say, okay, I'm about done with this little setup here. I want freedom. You know what I mean? Nobody talks about AOC, how she goes into Florida. Well, they've been talking about it. But the thing is that how many people could she affected from her flight from Florida to New York and back and forth? Who knows if she got the strand, she was infected before she went to Florida. Do you know what I mean? Who knows if it's even, like, how do you identify an army? And the thing is, the more they keep pumping these vaccines and these it's not a booster, first off. It's just a vaccination done over of what they couldn't sell, you know. And if, like, I swear, everybody has, like, memory loss. there's a huge case of memory loss going on to where it's like, what was it, 2 years ago, they said when we had the vaccine, you would get the vaccine and everything was good. Now all of a sudden you need boosters. Now what's gonna happen next year? So what's the next shoe to drop? Now I don't know if you guys know this or not, but what I haven't heard from, so what I think Pinball Prepper is coming up to, and what this is the news is coming up to, and what they're leading up to is this is all gonna come full circle, and I'm about to do that right after these quick messages. I gotta get my quick sponsor in here. Okay, so you're asking what, Wayne, what do you mean by what's really coming down to it is that you're going to start seeing on the news, this is what's going on, and this is going to be hard for me to explain because I'm not a doctor. They are mapping out the genome code, okay? Rochelle Lewinsky, the head of CDC, she was on the WHO, Rochelle Lewinsky, she was in front of Congress. I forget what senator said something to her, but he'd said, listen, I had sent a letter to your office about this whole genome map thing, tracing and tracking. And I'm like, what? How do they track it? What? And I'm like, oh my God. So this is right at the, like in this video, when this little clip about in Congress when they did this, and I'm going to pull this back up so there'll be a part two to this so I can give you more in-depth information so you don't think that I'm just blowing smoke up your ass or pissing on your leg and saying it's raining, because that's what I'm not here to do. You know what I mean? I'm not here to do that. So, he asked her a question of like, you know, I sent your office a letter and I would like a letter back on that. Now, the thing that's really bad in Australia right now, they are literally look like China. They are cramping down on people's businesses. They are laying out fines. They have went over the hill of like martial law, if you will. It's just not fully implemented, but it's like there. All right. They have a curfew. Masks need to be worn. Vaccinations need to be had for children 5 and up, I think. So there is a lot going on in Australia, and it kind of mirrors China. Now, what Australia is doing is microchipping people with the vaccine. Okay, this was reported on Sky News. Okay, so this is not a conspiracy theory or a wild, you know, my own hubris. Okay, they're chipping people with the vaccines out in Australia, and the reason why certain people ain't going to be able to travel in certain areas is because what Dr. Rochelle Walensky did not disclosed to the public when she was in front of Congress is that they're mapping out each ethnicity of like each nation, like, you know, if you're German, Australia, you know, Austria, Northern European, you know, Anglo-Saxon, whatever, they're trying to map out and see what nationalities mix and how they metabolize the virus, because that is the reason why this thing might not ever stop, is because the way it's metabolized, it becomes like somebody cannot be infected. It's the thing. The thing is what I'm getting at is that everybody can be infected, right? But once you start separating, you know, ethnicities from other ethnicities, or different blood types, or different genocodes, which they've been mapping out since the start of this, is that they're starting to learn who can mingle with what and what can't mingle with what. So what's going to mix and what ain't going to mix as far as, you know, when you have, like, let's say a group of A people from Northern European, okay, they're vaccinated, okay, they don't have the virus. Now, you take somebody from, say, North America, okay? Now, you take that person, you put him in a room with that with the 25 people that you just start, that you just know that they don't have the virus. You put the Northern American person up there, the Anglo-Saxon, let's just say, you know what I mean? And now they got infected, okay? But the Anglo-Saxon person was already vaccinated, okay? But people are still infecting people with the vaccination. So the thing is, that's what they're starting to do. They're starting to boil down to the genes. They got to map the genes out so they can say, okay, well, you know, so now let's just say you have, let's just do this study and say, okay, you got 25 Northern European people. They're not infected. They took the vaccine. They're great. Good. Now you take somebody from the southern, anywhere below the equator. All right, let's just say Southern America, Southeast Asia, you put them in the room with that Northern European 25 people and do a study, and there's no infection. Now you say, okay, these genes from Southeast Asia, people South America, those genes can mix with the European genes to where the virus won't be transmitted. Okay, but if they go to, Northeast Asia or they go to Northeast America, they're going to infect. And this is the reason why the virus hasn't fully diluted itself, or it doesn't just pass over and a wave comes. You're just going to have a new variant after new variant because the way the body's metabolizing it and the genome code in the host when the virus is inside them. Is what's creating the new variant, and they're spurring this off, and they don't even know it. So the thing is this won't be solved until they start to map out the genes. Now, whether they're doing that and using the virus to say, hey, you know, we got to map out your genes, so we need to chip you, because we need to track you. So because if you go here, you're gonna infect somebody, and now we're not gonna give you a fine. We're gonna give you jail time. You know what I'm saying? So start thinking about that. That's where they're going on this. I will do a part two to give you more in-depth and the senator that asked her the question and what I'm actually talking about and where we're, and what is going on and where we're going with this. And it's a soft run. So Australia, they're just doing it, going hard with it, because I think Australia is playing coy with America. And when the time comes, I think Australia is just going to go right to the side of the Chinese right now. I think the Chinese money has inundated Australia so bad to the point where they're so high off that cocaine money that they can't, they're no way, you know. So but I will do a part two. I digress on that. But the thing is that they're going to be mapping out the genes, and the senator that asked, I'm trying to think of it before I even go. I'm trying to think of his name, but I can't get it off the tip of my tongue. I want to say South Carolina, North Carolina, but again, my heart and prayers and shout out to the guy that saved the lady out in Bronx there in New York. I just wanted to get that out of my head before I forgot. But I will do a part two to this right here. But they are chipping people so they can map out they're chipping people. And now, like I said, Australia is playing coy with the United States, because when I think China takes out or goes and invades Taiwan, you know, that's going to draw America in by proxy. And it's going to be all over this little chip. Nobody talks about how bad Hong Kong owns the Long Beach port. No American media is telling you that the Long Beach port of Los Angeles is owned by Hong Kong, by Japan, which in turn is really actually owned by China, because China, you know, didn't honor the 80-year agreement to make Hong Kong independent from mainland China. So Hong Kong is just an extension of China, just not connected to the mainland. So that's why you've seen protests go on in Hong Kong. And let me just say this, folks, before I go. If people in Hong Kong after 80 years didn't, that revolution failed, okay? And it failed flat on its face. After 80 years of being under control of China and mainland China and dealing with one country, two systems, one country. It gets confusing and those people were sick of it. So they had their freedom. They kept fighting and nobody else joined the fight because they didn't, you know why? Because they didn't want to get out of their daily routine of, you know, getting up, go to work, making their money. They didn't want to sacrifice. That's the thing. And when you find people and revolutionists that really want to sacrifice, that's when you get people that actually start to take up arms and actually start to walk out of the workforce. And that's due to nobody wants to make anybody rich no more. I'm not gonna look at your business, okay, and you want me to work good for you, right? I work good for you. I look at your business as if it was mine, right? But the thing is, COVID hits, I get laid off. You get the PPE money, and then you don't even hire me back because you need the money because you were swimming in debt, and I didn't know that. You know what I mean? So there I was busting my chops for you and making your restaurant or your establishment better for the last 8 years. You know what I mean? And I was getting ramrodded. And at the end of the day, I didn't get no PPE money. I don't get this. I don't get that. I got a measly little stimmy. You know what I mean? So now everybody's now saying, hey, you know what? Instead of making the boss rich, because at the end of the day, people in JP Morgan, Chase, Bank of America, those CEOs get gold. They get what's called a golden parachute, okay? So when I first heard this, right, I says a golden parachute. Wow. Like, so not all, so that's when they get fired and they say, oh shit, my life is over because your little rich lifestyle that you were living is now coming to a close and you're gonna have to pay taxes. So you feel like jumping out the fucking window, just like, you know, Jay-Z says, hey, before I jump out the window, what's your name? You know what I mean? Excuse me. So it's like CEOs, you know, they lose their stock market, they want to go kill themselves, you know. So it's like a CEO, they lose their CEO position, they need a golden parachute. And that is, in a reference of how bad and severe of the debt that could be created from that one individual, from the lifestyle that they've been living when they're sucking on the titty of being the CEO of an international banking system. You know what I mean? So now you need a golden parachute to cover the taxes of the next 2 years because you wasn't, you know, paying taxes or you were doing a little this or a little that. Next thing you know, there's your golden parachute. So they walk out with like $160 million payments after making so many millions a year after year after year. Now, what are they doing? They get a one-time lump out payment of fucking $160 million, $260 million. Who knows? I mean, you look up some of these golden parachutes, the numbers are insane. And you're like, what? And then, so you look, you're a worker, you're a bank teller at Bank of America, and you're saying, I'm sitting here busting my guionies over here, doing this, touching these dirty money, pandemic money, and they got me wearing this mask, but yet I'm touching these coins, this money, and all this crap, and you got me working here for what? 40, 50, 50, 60 grand a year? Yeah, it's a livable wage, but people look at it and say, if 60 grand is peanuts compared to the millions and millions and millions of dollars. Even the lady that's across from them that are doing the bank accounts, they're swimming in about 100K a year, 80K a year. But they're fine, so they don't want. There's the rub. You don't get them people that want to lay down arms because they're like, hey, you know what? The more people that leave from my position down or up, I start to move up because then there's less people in the employment pool, if you will. Do you know what I mean? So it's really not about like what the system's doing to us. It's when we will unite in all totality and drop every notion of insecurity or what will be after. All down aside and say, hey, look at fuck whatever's gonna, we'll deal with that, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And that stuff is already laid out, all right? And I will bring that, there's a gentleman that I'm sure you guys heard about, quantum grammar and everything, the maritime law rules the world. Like, not rules the world, but maritime law is like some hardcore law. You can watch Sean something. He traveled down to the United States border. They're driving the border. When the United States Border Patrol Protection drives the floats on the Rio Grande, they have to stay on the United States side of the Rio Grande. So you see them drive more to the left side, more to the left to our country. Now, if they was to cross over into Mexico waters, they wouldn't be able to, by law, to dock, to just put their boat and dock on a boat dock. They'd have to actually go to a port of entry, okay? So if you think you're going to drive on the Rio Grande and then say, oh, hey, you know, I'm going to dip over to Mexico, drive over there a little bit, and then go back up on your boat ramp, where you dropped it on, say somewhere in McAllen, Texas, that's not going to happen. You're going to have to go take that fucking boat and go through a port of entry and deal with customs and everything and all that kind of stuff that happens, because maritime law is a beast. And so when I seen this gentleman talk about quantum grammar, it was so fascinating because it made so much sense, and the system that was is gone. And this, and the postmaster, the post office, the postmaster general, everybody laughs at, is the most powerfulest dude in the world. He's the most powerfulest dude in all of the fucking free world. Never mind the president. It's the postmaster general. And these two guys that were, like, one was a mathematician. I think one was actually a mason or whatnot. And they actually figured out the whole grammar fraud scheme. And they actually put this all together, went through the laws, the United Nations, all the proper channels, went through all the countries, redid this all. And that's what everybody was wondering about Trump. When you seen all this big blow up of America, right, when Trump was running, it was because everybody thought that he was going to implement the new quantum grammar that was done, figured out by these two gentlemen, okay, and that was the big boom, okay. So when he had those statements like a storm is coming, people said, oh, he's doing it, and he was working on it. I think, at least a lot of people think. I don't know. That's to be speculated. But to sum this up real quick is, so now people want Trump back into office. Now, we all know about Trump's uncle, how smart he was, the Tesla connection, yada, 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 and the rabbit on, and it goes on and goes on. In hindsight, it's 2020. If you look at it, you've seen this big swell up of, like, we love America, and you haven't seen that in decades in this country, all right, since the 80s. So at least 15 years. He comes into office, big swell up of America. That's because the people that know that this system is implemented in this whole New World Order, Illuminati, is gone. Like, the crown got defeated. The crown got defeated because somebody, it's like, the crown got defeated because somebody knew and cracked it and knew that there was a certain time that they could go in there and swoop it up, because by law, it has to stay leased out for a certain amount of days. Do you know what I mean? If you're a homeless person, you go to a Salvation Army, you go 5 days in and you got to do 4 days out. That's to allow other accommodations for other people to get a chance to get a bed. So there's this time window open, just like there was a time window open when Google, right, if you guys remember, Google lost their rights to their own company, and a kid ended up owning Google.com, okay, because their contract with whatever host ran out at a certain time, and the kid had it on bid, and he scooped up Google's fucking name, fuck. And I was like, oh my God, this kid's got a fucking $1 trillion name, and they're gonna buy it off. Now they're gonna buy the domain name off of this. I think he was like four, I think he was like 17, 18 years old. And they had to buy, Google had to buy their name back, because when their contract ran out, they didn't pick it up, and there was a certain amount of time that it was an open slot. It was open to anybody, and he had a bid on it or something like that. And so, yeah, or he got alerted that it was open for sale, and he bought it, and he couldn't even believe that it was real, because he thought it was like, there was like, he's like, oh, this must be some malfunction. So he actually buys it. And then finds out he was on the news and everything. So you guys go check that out. But that's just to go to show that, the system got beat because of the rules. You know, it's like, it's when they say you know, when you have a system, you gotta use the rules. You gotta use the rules against them. So if somebody, you know, use their own rules against them, that's the way you're gonna beat the system. Just use the system against itself. So that's what these guys did. They figured out the way to do it. And next thing you know, boom. You know what I mean? They got this system in place that's gonna be in place for a while, and so that postmaster can't be removed from president or anybody. You know what I mean? It's just passed on by the board of directors and the postmaster general. But that's what happened. The New World Order did get defeated. So if any conspiracy theorists out there, but I will do the part two. There is a thing out there, a video that is very, very highly, highly informative. I suggest you look up some quantum grammar, what they found is extraordinary. So I'll get back to you guys on the next one. And there will be a part two with this to tell you about what happened in Congress with Dr. Rochelle Walensky and the senator that asked her the question, and find out what's going on with the genome mapping and why the vaccines or people are getting chipped in Australia through the vaccines, because they want to start to figure out why certain types, what certain genes and DNAs can mingle with each other without creating a new variant of COVID-19. All right, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in. Patriot out.